This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
At the top of the show, we talked about how oil prices took a big dive this year. Well, it was a rough year for commodities in general. In fact, basic resources and agricultural products suffered their largest annual loss since the global financial crisis. Every now and then, we check in with Mark Wheeler. He's a third-generation citrus grower in Lake Placid, Florida. I met him on a reporting trip in 2012. Hi, Mark. It's good to talk to you again.
Oh, good to be here. Thanks, David.
So I visited with you a couple of years back. It was mid-August. We were in Dundee. You took me around some of your groves. And I remember you saying that was the slow season, that the action for a grower like yourself takes place in the winter. So I'm wondering, sir, what's happening down there right now? What's going on in Lake Placid?
We've just gotten started with our processing season in earnest over the past few weeks. And all the fruit being squeezed for juice is rolling steady now.
You were on the show last a few months ago. You were talking about greening, this disease that affects citrus trees. How bad has it been, and what have you been able to do to fight it, if anything?
We're basically scouting aggressively for the little critter that spread the disease, the Asian citrus psyllid, and controlling that is kind of the first plan of attack for most growers. And people have had some levels of success with cutting back trees, what we refer to as buckhorning. And we've got the research foundations aggressively looking for a cure and looking at all options.
I want to ask you about demand for juice. I know it's at the lowest it's been in almost 20 years. How has that affected your business?
It's more from a strategic standpoint, it's something that weighs heavily on our minds because we've had the tremendous decline in production due to greening. And so that's, driven up prices at the retail level, and I'm sure that's having a driving factor in it. But the decline in consumption does have us concerned. And while I'm sure some of it's price-driven, but it's also the intense competition we're dealing with in the marketplace.
Now, where's that competition coming from? Is it from soft drinks? Is it from water?
I think it's a multitude of sources, and certainly, soft drinks and water. You have so many vitamin waters now, things that typically you wouldn't have seen on the shelf. And the drink aisle are just coming, left and right. So it's and it's tough because a lot of times we're dealing with the stuff that's, basically colored sugar water that we've got to compete with, and the inputs into those products are much cheaper than what OJ is.
I've read that there's been a good deal of consolidation in your industry, that there are some big producers now who are buying out growers like yourself and trying to create larger, more consolidated orange-growing businesses. Is that happening near you? Have you been approached, and is that something you and your family talk about?
It's been interesting to see over the past year and a half. We've had quite a few folks, private equity money, come in, and it makes sense because citrus, is a good annuity for somebody looking to put some capital to work. And, the likelihood of land appreciation is certainly there with Florida's population growing and the demand for water. Who knows where you'll be able to generate operating revenue down the road. But we're in it for the long haul, and while we might consider partnering with somebody, we're not necessarily looking to sell out.
Mark, it's New Year's Eve, and you must be giving some thought to what the new year is going to bring. How do you think the industry is going to change in 2015?
I think we'll continue to see a little more consolidation. I think, as we discussed, some of the private equity money will probably continue to flow into the industry. And, it's where I'm glad to see that our production is stabilized on a statewide level, and hopefully we can even gain some ground going forward in the next few seasons. But for those who are committed, I think we'll be able to work through this.
Mark Wheeler is a citrus grower in Lake Placid, Florida. Mark, thanks very much.
Thank you, David.